Would you like to come sit down and see people dressed? I'd be very happy. I remember Galileo describing the mind as a piece of paper blown around by the wind. I guess I have to stay here. And I love... Do I have to stay there for some reason? And I love the sight of it sticking to a tree or jumping into the back seat of a car. And for years I watched paper leap through my city. But yesterday I saw the mind was a squirrel crossing Route 80 between the wheels of a giant truck, dancing back and forth like a thin leaf or a frightened string, for only 2 seconds living on the white concrete before he got away, his life shortened by all that terror, his head jerking, his yellow teeth ground down to dust. There was the speed of the squirrel and his lowness to the ground, his great purpose and the alertness of his dancing that showed me the difference between him and paper. Paper will do in theory when there is time to sit back in a metal chair and study shadows. But for this life, I need a squirrel. His clawed feet spread, his whole soul quivering, the hot wind rushing through his hair, the loud noise shaking him from head to tail. Oh, philosophical mind, oh, mind of paper, I need a squirrel, finishing his wild dash across the highway, rushing up his green and covered hillside. I was telling a student this afternoon, Catherine, can't remember Catherine's last name, forgive him, about reading some applications for graduate school at where I'm located now at Iowa, dozens of applications. And one real nice manuscript. I discovered one poem that not only was sort of like mine, at least this happens, but there are actual images in it. I mean, words, two or three lines. And there I was reading it. I admitted her immediately. There's no question. She's great. I have a phrase, wet noses. Now, you know, anybody can say wet noses. But when you're talking about a cow coming into your dining room, and I wrote the poem, you know, you figure there might be. I'm not accusing her of anything. It's not a mean thing I'm saying. I love that fact. The poem is called Cow Worship. I love the cows best when they are a few feet away from my dining room window and my pine floor. When they reach in to kiss me with their wet mouths and their white noses. I love them when they walk over the garbage cans and across the cellar doors, over the sidewalk and through the metal chairs and the birdseed. Let me reach out through the thin curtains and feel the warm air of May. It is the temperature of the whole galaxy. All the bright clouds and clusters, beasts and heroes, glittering singers, and isolated thinkers, a pasture.